I just want to end with one other ha'ara, Oichet Chassam Sofer, that he references here, but there's a Mefurish Chassam Sofer, that's the rest of the story, and that is, in the sugi here of Atzomois, yeah, decomposing, not decomposing, the luz, and Rukav Atzomois Kino, so the Chassam Sofer quotes a Gemara, Mesechtes Nida, Tavchav Dalar Amadeus. It's a Dvar Agada, but it's quoted here in the Chassam Sofer in the middle of a Festa Tshuva. Kanya, Abishol Oimer, Abishol said, V'item Rabbi Yochanan. Some say it was Rabbi Yochanan that said this. Kovr Mason, how you see? I was a Kovr Mason. I used to work in a cemetery. That's what I did. It was Chevr Kedisha. Pamachas, one time, Ratzdi Achar Tzvi. Said, I saw a deer. And I started running after the deer. V'nechnasti b'kula shal mes. And I was running and running. I was chasing it. And it entered the thigh bone of a mace. Kulus is the thigh bone. V'ratzdi Achar of Sholish Parsois. And this thigh bone was like a tunnel. I was literally running after it for 3 parsois. That's like a marathon. Utzvilo higati. I was never able to reach the tzvi. Obe v'kulis like kalsa. This kulis, this thigh bone kept on going. I'm going. I gave up. I was pasha out of breath. So I turned around. When I came back at the other side of the kulis, Amruli, they told me, this kulis that you were running in, shall Oig Melech HaBashan Haisa. It was the kulis that belonged to Oig Melech HaBashan. So the Chassam Sofer brings us in the tshuva that you see you could have atzomis. Now this is Reif Minyan or Reif Binyan. I mean, not for Oig, but for, you know, the rest of us mortals. But the bottom line is, this is something that he quoted in this tshuva, where you see this Indian that you can have bones. Oh, but the emes is, what does this Gemara mean? This Gemara is Eino Yomer Elo Dershuni. So the Chassam Sofer, and this is a Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas, it's a Masechtes Nida, Daf Chof Dal Ramebe says. It says, what was Abishol saying? What's the pnimius of this Gemara? Again, Abishol, let's go with that Gersa, says, Kovr Mason O Yisi. I was a Kovr Mason. Said, I once saw a tzvi, and I ran after the tzvi, the hersh, right? I ran after the tzvi, and it entered a kulishal mace, and I ran after it for 3 parsois, but the tzvi outran me. I ran out of breath. The tzvi didn't run out of breath. I came out, and they told me that where you were running, this kulis, it was the kulis of Oig Melech HaBashan, says the Chassam Sofer. Abishol referred to himself as a kovr mason. The Pnimius is that, you know what he really was? He was someone that was being Makarev Rechoikim. That's what he was doing. And the reason we refer to a Makarev Rechoikim as a Koivim Mason is because Rishon B'chayeya Makruyim Mason. Yechuna Kein HaMeinea Rishon Me'Aveira. Someone that's Meinea Rishon from doing an Aveira, someone like that is considered a Koivim Mason because that's what he's doing. He's removing the mace. He's taking this mace and he's turning it into a chai. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'm skipping a little bit. What did Abishol mean when he said, I saw a tzvi and I ran after the tzvi? He says, because we know, doime doide le tzvi, that the Abish is referred to as the tzvi. And Abishol said, the reason I was a Kovr Mason is because what I wanted was, I wanted to be dovek to the tzvi. That's what I wanted. I wanted shir ashirim. I wanted dveikus b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. I wanted to be able to tap into the toichai rots of Ahava. And to do that, I understood that the greatest dveikus that a person can achieve is almost counterintuitively by dangzach with Rishayim and Fakir being a Kovr Mason, being in the Beis HaKfaris, right? That's where the biggest Taira is. That's where the biggest Kedusha is. That's where Shir HaShirim is. By being a Kovr Mason, that's what I did. Because I understood Doimed Doide Letzvi is Ratzdi Achat Tzvi Hua Kedusha Lahasi Kedusha Sabayri Yisbara because Doimed Doide Letzvi Ubameh Yusag Yoyser. How could a person achieve Dveikus Bashem more? Ki im besakne es acherim. By being besakne other people. That line, that one line teaches up the Chassam Sofer for the Yodei Davar. But the bottom line is, b'me yusak yoyse, what could a person do more to come to this hasaga other than being besakne acherim? V'nechnasti b'kulis ames. And he said, to do that, I understood where I had to go. I had to go mamish. I had to go literally into the blotter. I went into the kulis ames. He says, why the kulis? Hu rosha balaveira. It means mamish into the balaveira. Ki kulis hu ayerech. It's the thigh. Hamechuna lemishko, which engages in tashmish. And right, it's the yerech, that the guf is not even a guf. The yerech is always that aver that's referred to very much in the context of mishko, in the context of taiva. See, he says he mamish went into the blotter. He went into the taiva. He went into the kulos ames. But what happened? He couldn't reach the tzvi. He tried. He tried very, very hard. But he couldn't get it. Vine. Hu abishol rotz acharov gimel parsois. Until he was out of breath. And he turned around. But the Balataiva, he didn't turn around. He kept on going. Shma mina. Zaktacham soif. You know what you see from here? She rav tavase shabal avera la avera. That the taiva that the bal avera has for avera is yoisem mimasha hoya tavase shalab shalir devachet tzvi akdusha. The reason the bal taiva outran Abishol is because as much as Abishol was the herring shirashirim, and he was feeling the doyma doyde letzvi, and he was ratz the acherav, and all he wanted was kedusha. As Abishol we're talking about. Aber der Balavitaiva's taiva is given gresser from Abishol's sadakdusha. He said because otherwise he would have caught him. And the reason he didn't catch him is because he didn't want it as badly as the Balavitaiva wanted his taiva. The reason the world is upside down is because the Balavitaiva want their taivas more than the Balakdusha want their kedusha. That's what the Chassam Sofer say. I'm not saying this. This is what the Chassam Sofer say. And you have to be some sofer to say it. But that's what he says. And he says, the emphasis is an oimik over here. Laflo was alive when he wrote this. The pasuk says, that Yaakov Avinu told Esav, so everyone now wants to know, what does it mean, michra kayoy? To be clear, like day, right? No, but what does it mean, michra kayoy? So the Chassam Sofer said, I was mekabel from my Rebbe, that the Rebbe, the Afloh, said, what does it mean, michra kayoy? Because we know on that day, Chazal say, Esav HaRosh did five averas. He was Boil Nair Meras, he did Shvichas Domim, he did all the averas. And when Yaakov saw the averas that Esav did, the koyach that he had, the physical strength that he had to do the averas, he understood that what was the shayrish of that? The shayrish was the bechayra. And Yaakov said, I want that, not to use it for taiva. Because if I would take those koiches that you're using for taiva, and I would use it for kedusha, could you imagine what I would be masik? So he said, Michr kayoim es b'chayr aschali. The reason I want you b'chayr is because of what you did today. Because today you're showing me what you can do with azar b'chayr. So this is what Afloh says, I want to take your b'chayr, and I want to be able to use it letzad ha-kedusha. Because be'etzim, the Afloh said that if you want to know what the Koyach HaKedusha is, look at the Koyach HaTumah. Look at what's going on in the world. Look at 8 billion people and what they're building and everything that's going and the coming and going and etc., etc., etc. That gives you an idea of what we can do with Koyach HaKedusha. But he said the problem is, Shema Mino Sherav Tavosya Shabal Aver Laver Yosem Mimachoye Tavosya Shalab Shal Lirdav Achet Tzvi HaKedusha. He says the problem is Taivas outruns Kedusha. It's just the way it is. It doesn't have to be that way, but he said that is the way it is. And he says that's why the world looks the way it looks, and that was what Abishol was trying to teach us in this Gemara. Either way, it's Mabish. It's one paragraph in Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas. It's in Masechtas Nida, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. It's surrounded by some of the hardest Shtiklach Chassam Sofer. You know, Nida, like Nazar, is in the conversation of being the Nun of Ani. But the bottom line is, this is tucked away over here. Tremendous, tremendous Yisoidis. But I'll kopon him, just a little, Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Baisa'inyan, and to end with a little bit of Panemius.